Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life. So don't waste them.
I never witnessed the happy years between my mom and my dad. I only saw the downward spiral. We were raised in a one-bedroom apartment. My mom, she had laid strips of upside-down duct tape next to the sink to catch the roaches. It was just me and her and my brother Ken. As a single mother, I think we never knew how hard she was struggling. She had more strength and fight in her than any woman that I've ever met. She's a beast. She's a different animal. She had this thing where she would look at you and she would let you see her smile fade. It would put the fear of God into anyone. The way that my mom saw it, she was too lenient with my brother. So she figured that if she can keep me off the streets, then I wouldn't turn out like him. My dad was the coolest dad ever, man. It was the bad kind of cool. He was the guy that would, hey, Dad, is it okay if we go take that fire hydrant apart so we play with the water? Go ahead. You know, it was a speed boat, and I asked my dad, can I drive the boat? He borrowed the boat from a friend. So the friend rented the boat. He borrowed the boat from the friend that rented the boat. So nobody has any ownership of this boat. I was like, Dad, can I drive the boat? He was like, go ahead. So basically, it's
how
speed
old were
boat.
You at that point?
I was like, nine. I was like 9 years old. So my dad took me to the wrong camp and left me there.
Oh my God.
Left you there.
Yeah, I just saw kids outside and I was like, this it. He's like, all right. He said, all right, I'll come get you later. My dad almost killed me one time. When I was younger, I couldn't swim. I didn't know how. My dad didn't believe me. Argued me down. We had a pool. I'm sitting on the side of the pool. I got my feet in the water. I'm playing, having a good time. My dad said, boy, you better stop playing, get in that water and swim. I said, Dad, I can't. I don't know how to swim. He said, you know how to swim. Get in that water and swim. I said, no, Dad, I'm serious. Nobody ever told me how to swim. My dad picked me up, grabbed me, threw me in 7 feet. As soon as I hit the water, I started to die immediately. Woo! 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 That's what my dad said. Hey, you better not drown. I said, what? I don't know how to stop it. I told my mom. Mom, this is what I want to do. My mom said, you know what? Kevin, she said, I'm not a dream killer. Her exact words, I'm not a dream killer. If you're telling me that this is what you want to do, I'm going to let you do it. She said, you got a year. You got 1 year to prove to me that this is what you want to do and that you can support yourself.
Wow.
This is a crazy story. So like 6 months going by, it's at a point where, you know, I'm not really making money, but I'm loving it. I'm loving stand-up comedy. I'm making great relationships with comedians, comedy clubs. I haven't paid my rent in like a month. I'm like, Mom, you know, the rent, where's the rent at? She's like, are you reading your Bible? I said, Mom, come on. I don't have time to talk about that right now, Mom. I'm late, like, I need the rent money. Are you reading your Bible? Mom, no. When you read your Bible, then we'll talk about rent. Another week, 2 weeks go by. Mom, they're gonna evict me if you don't give me this rent money. Mom, I'm serious. Have you read your Bible? Yes. Okay, well, then let's talk about rent. Mom, I don't want to talk about the scriptures. I need the money. A month goes by. I get eviction notice on my door. They're about to kick me out. I'm like, Mom, I go to her house. I got the eviction notice. She said, talk to me when you read your Bible. I can't talk to you right now. I just leave. I go home. I said, man, let me open this Bible up. Open the Bible up. 6 rent checks fall out. She put all my rent checks.
Oh, my goodness.
She put all my rent checks. From that 6 months throughout the rest of the year, they were all there.
Oh,
I opened it up.
My
I felt
goodness.
Like the biggest jerk ever. I sat there, and that was the first time I tried to read from the Bible. I read about 2 chapters. I said, Mom, I'm sorry. I said, I just opened up the Bible.
That is a beautiful story.
She said, I asked you to read it because you need to stay faithful along your journey. I said, okay. I said, I get it. Mom, I will. The family that we had, like our immediate family, we were kind of close, but it was all because of my mom. She was the, hey, let's get together for the Christmas dinners, the family. Like she was the liaison for that. So when I lost these pieces of tissue, that main piece was my mother. So then
All of that energy went to my dad and to my brother. This is our little family. That last name Hart, right here. If we don't try to make this last name mean something, then we have nothing that's going to live on. My last name means something now, but it's because we made it mean something.
You're supposed to fail at some point in time. You're supposed to get knocked down a couple times. You're supposed to lose. That's how you learn. Perfection is only a word because imperfection was discovered. You can't be perfect without knowing what imperfect is. You have to experience imperfection at some point to go, now I'm perfect. And that's what people don't realize.
That there is a way out, that there is a way to do more, to get more, to obtain more. But I personally don't want to lose all that I've been able to get. So I need to make sure that I do everything to keep it. So I can't be content. So there is an understanding. Why can't I create? Why can't I start? Why can't I be a business? Why can't I be a CEO? Why can't I be a tech guru? Why can't I can create cooking products, lotion, scents? There's so much that some people just don't understand they can do. Let me be a spark to show how much, how many different, you don't have to do just one thing. When it's all said and done, my book is going to be full of all the shit that Kevin Hart did. Because I never was content with doing just one, two, or three. Why not? I'm genuinely happy. Discovery makes me happy. Like when you find different things to be excited about, it makes me happy. And it's weird when it clicks. In school, they used to tell you all the time, information is key. Read these books. There's so much knowledge. And you're like, man, that book. Got time to read that book. I want to go home. Goddamn Sonic the Hedgehog. I want to play. I'm at level 3. I ain't got time to read this book. The information and stuff that was forced down your throat, at a certain age, you just may not be receiving it correctly. But then it clicks. And you may gain information differently. And what you do with that information, it's up to you, but people have different roads they can go down. And now there's other things that my talent can take me to. I don't have all the knowledge and awareness, but I can align myself with people to do that, can teach me. Because now, guess what? Learning is cool. It's 100% the reality, and it's weird how it happens. But when you go, oh my God, learning and knowledge is power. They used to tell me this when I was 10.
And you're like, what?
Yes.
Nonsense.
10, 11 years old, I heard that shit all the time. Now I finally get it. What I had to understand was that you're not in competition with anybody but yourself. So those grudges, you know, those reasons that you may give yourself for motivation, ultimately are you know, they're pointless.
Right, I got you.
I'm mad at you. I'm gonna prove you wrong. All right, well, when I prove you wrong, then what happens?
Yeah.
What happens
now
then?
Prove me right.
Yeah, it's like, there is no winning that. So I had to understand that if I'm going to stay true to what I feel that I can do, then I need to be the one to convince myself that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, we're all writing a book. Your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? If the ending to my book can be so amazing because of all that was done, what's your book look like?
Hello. This is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life. So don't waste them.